8th of November 2009. This is the Online Podcast, and we haven't got Matt Curtis here today. So, yeah.
Hi, man.
But guess who's here today?
I'm the ghost of Matt Curtis, and this episode sucks.
It's only that guy. What's his name?
My name's Ian Rees.
And the other one?
James Knight.
And I'm John Windsor. Yeah. So, first ever episode without Matt Curtis. And it's going to be fucking awesome.
Ever since March 2007, when we started the show, Matt has never missed a single episode, because...
We've all missed an episode, haven't we? Have you missed an episode, John?
I have missed several episodes. James, you weren't on to start with.
Yeah.
You joined last year.
And then I couldn't be asked to walk out, and it was my birthday.
And then, John, you've missed quite a few episodes.
Yeah, I've missed a few.
Yeah, John's just...
So, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a permanent host until Finbin left, wasn't I?
Finbin? Is that your new name from now?
Findlin.
Or Kieran the Chick Magnet.
Alright, so on today's show, we got TVMG.
Kieran King Cookie Finn. What are the ones?
Kieran.
Give me like that bloody guy, Armstrong and Miller. Alright, and then we got what's new in the life of Dougie Doug from. and also, James is in the movies section. James is going to be giving his review of Twin Town.
First time ever.
What? Yeah, well, it's Twin Town. You can't give a serious review of that, can you?
I saw a
review of that. It was like three American guys, and they were just singing it so bloody seriously.
This film, it's from Wales, and they're funny. The Welsh man.
From Wales in England. All right, and we're all of us, not just James and I, rants about. We're going to rant about X Factor and Wales' shite performance from yesterday.
Also covers it. The Wales powers of covers sport.
Right, awesome.
And we've got some news on Ford. And
the rest will be just.
And Taggart!
Taggart!
Right. Taggart!
So we're going to start off the show with TV and hang on, let me just load this up. You two have a conversation while this loads up.
So.
Don't be like it. At least have a good conversation. Don't be like, so. Why don't we listen to Della Reese come on to my house now?
Because I was. Anyway, John, would you like to read this first? Actually, no, James. You like Taggart.
James is a Taggart.
STV, which I've never heard of now, we will not allow ITV to kill off Taggart. Taggart will be back on Scottish screens next year, even if ITV refuse to show it in the rest of Britain.
What the bastards at ITV can't be asked.
STV vowed that the cast would return for a new series as they stepped up the multi-million pound legal battle. Oh, we want Taggart! No, you can't have Taggart! We want Taggart!
It's like a bloody epic battle.
Just bloody fat riots going on. We want Taggart! No, we do not want Taggart! Anyway, yesterday STV told the stock exchange the stock's gonna go down if we don't show Taggart on this telly, right? Oh, the country's gonna go into recession if we don't show this guy catching out murderers. Murder! In the event that ITV do not recommission Taggart, we can confirm STV will make Taggart for 2010.
Taggart 2010, future edition.
Is it like kind of like Stargate Enterprise? It goes, let's go to the Stargate, Taggart! There's been a murder in the Stargate! Let's go!
1876.
We must go back and find out who did it! What? Stargate Taggart! Relations between STV and ITV were already at an all-time low after the Scots company refused to broadcast several UK national shows. They didn't show Question Time with Nick Griffin on there. You know, viewers in Scotland no longer see programmes including The Bill, Doc Martin, Midsummer Murders and Al Murray's Happy Hour.
I don't think they really care about that stuff. Let's see, The Bill, that's all about, you know, London and...
Basically, right, because the weather's that crap, you know, like when it rains and you have no satellite signal, they just never have satellite signal, so they just put on their bloody Gaelic channels and it's just some bloody woman teaching children how to count. I'm dead! Blank! Get down!
And that's all for TV with James, thanks a lot for that, mate. Alright. Next up, movies, and John sent me this link, and it seems quite interesting. I haven't read it yet, but wait there. What's your view on Taggart?
I actually watched Taggart.
It's
obviously, everyone knows about the famous murder.
Murder.
There's been a murder!
I think there's been several murders now. Right, okay.
Right. How the hell is Scotland, like, not bloody unpopulated? Everyone dies. It's like on Midsummer Murders, right? Someone will die, and then it's like, oh, there's a new family coming into the town just to get knifed by the bloody local serial killer, like.
Alright. It is. Yeah, it's good. Okay, John, do you want to read this?
Yep.
Alright, so,
Unseen Chaplin film bought for £3 on eBay.
£3.
An old film bought on eBay. An old film bought on eBay for £3.20 has turned out to be an unseen Charlie Chaplin movie. Antique collector Morris Park from Essex received a shock when, after buying a battered container which contained an old film from eBay, he discovered it was titled Charlie Chaplin in Zept. After finding no mention...
What's that? Charlie Chaplin in 2009.
I had Charlie Chaplin in Zips! After finding no mention of the film, after searching on the internet, he learned that this, with his neighbour, a former head of education for the British Board of Film Classification, to unravel the mystery behind the film. 7 minutes long, Zept features a mixture of animation and live footage of Chaplin.
Live shots of Chaplin. It then turns into a dreamscape. We see a Zeppelin bombing attack.
Oh, I hate that fucking tap. Let's get it. You have no water now for two weeks till British Gas come and sort it out.
That's gonna be the title for this week's episode: Zeppelin bombing a tap. All right, and then we see Chaplin taking the Mickey out of the Zeppelin at the time, a powerful instrument of terror, explained Park. Film history expert Michael Pogorzelski, after viewing the film. Polish asshole. It is.
You stealing our fucking jobs.
They took our jobs!
It is an extremely interesting find. An unknown and uncatalogued Charlie Chaplin film. And, just under you. It's believed that the film was spliced together from outtakes and old Charlie Chaplin footage from S&A, the film company which Charlie Chaplin worked for in 1914.
Can't say worked, can you? Charlie Chaplin, what does that say? Walked! No, it's worked, alright.
Worked for in 1914 before he left over a contractual and salary dispute. So Charlie Chaplin wasn't satisfied with the money he was being given after bombing down a Zeppelin or something.
After me screaming at Zeppelins flying in the sky for missing the taps and that.
A three-hour epic of... Charlie Chaplin screaming at Zeppelins.
Zeppelin! Another Zeppelin! Zeppelin!
For 3 hours.
Anyway, next up, movies. No,
sorry,
music,
sorry.
Rather.
I think
with Matt not being here, we can expect quite a lot of shouting.
It's awesome, man. That's what makes the show. Oh, wait, no, movies. Right, Twin Town. I'll help you review this, James. So, Twin Town is a 1997 film starring Reese Evans and what's his brother's name?
Siphon's brother.
And what's the basic synopsis then, James?
Basically, they're a typical Welsh family who live in a trailer park, get stoned, get drunk, swear, and do it all together.
Pretty much, yeah. And is it the dad Fatty?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dad Fatty has injured themselves, so they have to...
Basically, right, Fatty climbs up a ladder, which he's too heavy for, and he goes to go back down to get his sausages and falls over, and then his boss...
That's what I fucking 2x4!
And then his boss goes, "You pillock!"
And then... hang on, how loud was that? Bloody hell. Alright, so pretty much, they have to... I'm not exactly sure how, because I haven't seen the entire film, but they have to gather money somehow. I think it's by doing something involving drugs or like selling hot dogs or something like that to Keith Allen, which is one of the best scenes in the film. And sorry.
Literally trying to set fire to the, like, his boss's caravan or something.
Yeah, so there's a lot of madness in there. And there's a...
They like hang his wife on the garage door or something, don't they?
And it's one of the most renowned films for having the most swear words in there, which I'm not surprised. Honestly, because for a while I thought that I had, like, you know, a bloody Tourette's problem or something, but it's just because we're Welsh, really. We love to swear, we love to say fucking and twat and pillock and shite and
motherfucker and dick and
but it's really funny. If you're American, you might not get it, you might not get the subtlety, but if
But if you're British, it's the Welsh being cocks.
And if you're Welsh, then it's going to be like the Holy Grail for you. It's going to be awesome.
I have a pint while you're watching.
Exactly, yeah. So, Twin Town, I give it a one thumb up. And I'm here.
What does one thumb up mean?
I didn't really give a review. I just said it was... But yeah, the acting's pretty decent. It's just a general Welsh comedy. You're not really supposed to give that much of a shit about the film. You're just supposed to sit back, have a pint, have a laugh, and it's
have
great.
Have a curry or something as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Check your chicken tikka masala on your face with your pint of Stella.
Only thing I could say is just a wee bit too short, I think. It's only about an hour long, so I would have liked it if it was about an hour and a half long. So for that, I'll give it a one thumb up. How about you, James?
I'll give it one and a half thumbs up.
Who's ringing this? Like, the bloody fucking arthritis guy.
Yeah. I can't live my...
How about you, John?
Well, I've seen the film, right?
Yeah.
But do you know how when you haven't seen a film in bloody ages, yeah, you forget basically what happens? That's what happened with me. So on that basis, I give it half a thumb.
Nice. Half a thumb from John.
That's going to be the new rating now, isn't it? Out of two thumbs, how many thumbs would you give it?
All right. Next up, we got... music, and we're talking about Slipknot's 10th anniversary box set, and James is a very huge Slipknot fan, so we're going to let him talk about this.
Basically, Slipknot have been around for 10 years, even though they've been around longer, but you know, their first album was 10 years ago.
Yeah. It was Slipknot, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they had a demo before that, and it was crap, because the singer they had was like bloody... a drunk Polish guy or something,
right,
and
so
he couldn't sing. So.
The definitive 10th anniversary edition of the landmark self-titled debut album includes CD with 25 songs plus a bonus DVD with an unreleased 1999 documentary, a never-before-seen concert from the Dynamo. If anyone here was at the Dynamo, you might be on a Slipknot DVD. Music videos and much more. This deluxe set, packaged in a metal case. Haha, funny. Yeah, we get it, right? Okay.
What?
Metal case.
I don't think that's really intentional.
Yeah, it is.
What, is
yeah, it?
It
is. Yeah, probably.
I think it's just metal because it's...
No, it's not.
It's
no.
Nice.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think it's because it's like
yeah,
heavy.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Nah.
Yeah, it is.
Nah.
I decided it is, right? I'm reading this, not you, right?
Alright.
This includes an exclusive t-shirt.
A patch.
For some reason, a beanie, a stencil. You can take that in the mass exam. Also, that's my Slipknot stencil, but collector's card, custom keychain, and more.
So if you're a student, then take in your stencil and you can listen to some Before I Forget while you're bloody doing your quadratic equations.
Do your bloody, your honorary degree exam and have some bloody wait and bleed blasting out your bloody
John,
stencil.
John, what's your view on Slipknot?
I've listened to
Tread carefully.
I listened to a few of their songs, and obviously, I can't really say I don't like them, because James will beat the shit.
If I say I like them, then you'll be like,
oh yeah, you like all the popular songs, you know? You're just a fanboy, John! Just a fanboy!
Oh, John!
You like all the popular songs? That's because I listened to the bloody best of album of Pandera, James, right? I've only just started getting into them, so obviously I'm only going to listen to
but the
best
of album is crap, because they're all popular songs!
Yes, but I'm only just getting into them, so I want to listen to the.
Next up, a question from the young man in the back.
Yes, what would you like? I would like to say, what's your view on Led Zeppelin?
Good band, yeah. That's good.
So pretty much with I'll protect you if James does beat you up for this, but would you say you're not too big a fan of Slipknot?
Not really, because I've only listened to like three songs.
Do you prefer more music with, you know, melody and that instead of just like
I don't know, I don't
I don't know actually, I'm not quite sure. Yeah.
So yes.
I don't know, because I'm Led Zeppelin and The Who and that, they're more like blues, kind of blues rock, so obviously, yeah, sort of, yeah, because
so,
I haven't really listened to more
screamo. How many thumbs?
Screamo music.
It's not screamo though!
As well as all the fucking chavs are saying,
no!
Just taking the piss out of the chavs!
Because that's metal bands who are like, my heart is hurting and burning.
Alright,
so. My heart has a hole.
So, yet again, half a thumb.
Half a thumb for Slipknot. So you what would you rather listen to? M Dubs or Slipknot?
Slipknot.
Alright, cool.
M Dubs is no thumb.
Chop your thumb off. Alright, Alright, next up, TVMMNG. Modern Warfare 2 launch trailer came out. Have you seen this, James?
No, I haven't actually gone into it.
Yeah. Simon's pretty much the only person who's seen this then. Pretty much, it's got a bunch of different montages and stuff of the gameplay. It's got an Eminem song in the background, which is fucking weird. Why the hell would you want... I know it's not my name is Slim Shady or anything like that.
Ha! My name is Waka Waka Slim Shady.
And also it shows some footage of a space station, which has sparked some controversy. John was making fun of Craig.
Oh, you're not allowed to shoot guns in space. I think it's a good idea, Craig, right? You should listen to me. I know everything about games.
Alright, James, what's your thoughts on a space station being included?
Didn't worry about that in Space Invaders or Star Wars, did they?
Oh, Halo. Alright, so what's your view on space station being included in Modern Warfare 2 then, James?
I think it's fine, as long as it makes sense, as long as it's not just like, you know, you have a cutscene and it's like, you know, like on COD 4 where you cut between Jax and the thing. It's not like if you just cut the Jax and he's just on the moon, chilling out, having some toothpaste or something. As long as it like ties in, like, well, what's it saying? It's some cheese. I'll carve it out the moon and I'll spoon some in my mouth.
Grande out.
A cup of a shot of toothpaste, is it? Oh,
that's my fix for the day.
So I think that it's gonna be. I'm not like gonna complain about it like crazy. It's not gonna make sense. I just don't think it's gonna fit into the whole thing. I think space should be left for Halo, and COD should be left on Earth. I mean, I don't think I would have even have to bring this up. Really, I think that Infinity Ward knows that fucking war games should be set on Earth.
Oh, Infinity Ward, right? It's not bloody Star Trek or Star Wars, right? They're not in bloody Millennium Falcons going, quick! There's 6 TIE fighters on the right, Jen. So Infinity Ward, right? Get it right.
Alright. Yeah, but I don't know, I might enjoy it. We'll find out, because actually by the time we do the next show, Modern Warfare 2 will be out and we'll all be able to give our opinions on it.
Yes.
So that'd be cool. Besides, well,
you can get it for Ouija.
Let's say chill over James's or something.
You can get it for Ouija and it looks awesome. It looks like a Sega Saturn game.
Oh yeah, honestly, because the Wii are releasing their version of the Modern Warfare 2 and it looks just bloody terrible. Honestly, the frame rate is laggy as crap. Anyway, who would like to read this? Activision.
John hasn't read
much. Huh?
Wow,
alright. Activision claims that Guitar Hero to be the third highest selling franchise of all time, right behind Mario. So the second being
Mario and Madden.
What's Madden is the second best selling franchise. That's a bit crap. Both of which have become household names. The massive sales and immediate popularity after its original release back in 2005. Did you have the original back in 2005 on?
Yes, I did.
That was a good game. I've spotted numerous music-based hero games with the hopes of having similar success, such as DJ Hero and Band Hero. DJ Hero, I've heard nothing but good things about. I'm probably going to get that pretty damn soon. Band Hero, I've heard nothing but bad things about.
Yo, what do you expect? It's a guitar game where you're Taylor Swift. You know, as soon as you like, put a face on, it's Taylor Swift. You just chuck it out the window, burning in the sun.
According to the trademark recently filled in by Activision, one of the world's largest video game developers and publishers, reveals yet another foray into the hero line of music games. This time, it's not turntable scratchings or guitar riffs. Instead, you'll be beating your drums in Drum Hero, the trademark, which was just filled just today, covers pretty much everything relating to video games and any relevant toys of handheld versions of the game. So, Drum Hero, James, you're a drummer, kind of. What's your views on this?
Well, it's just going to be exactly the same as like, the Guitar Heroes, which you brought out with the drums on there. So,
John, you play drums on Rock Band sometimes. What are your thoughts on Drum Hero?
Is there any point, really?
No, it's not.
Basically, it's Activision going, right?
It's
the third best-selling franchise. We'll milk some money out of the people who like it.
Pretty much. Because, you know, back when they were releasing one Guitar Hero per year, that was fine. That was just, you know, adding more
stuff. It's like 50 a year. What have they had this year already? Guitar Hero 5, Van Halen.
Metallica
5 and Van Halen.
And Greatest
Hero,
Hits.
Greatest Hits.
And
Band Hero now as well.
Yeah,
so that's like 8 games in a year. So it's like one a month.
Pretty much, it's just, yeah, there's no point really. Just play Guitar Hero with the drums.
We're going to run out of songs to put on there.
There's not going
to
be any songs left to put. It's just going to be.
It's going to be like two songs.
It's going to be sounds that you have to play with. The sounds of a bird chirping.
No, it's going to be like the military march song or something.
Alright, so that's pretty much it for TVMG. Now, what's new in the life of John? Do you want to read this? Because you're Dougie Doug's biggest fan, aren't you?
John has Dougie Doug posters and tattoos and stuff.
Yeah, he has a tattoo of I love Dougie Doug on his cock.
And he actually has a life-size thing of Dougie Doug's face on his face.
Right, so,
what's new in the life of Dougie Doug? So, Dougie Doug, probably most notable as being a Sanker in Cool Runnings. So, at the moment, what's he doing at the moment?
2009. Scroll up as I said 2009.
He's in Snowman, which is a film.
As Leonard Garvey.
Playing a guy called Leonard Garvey.
What's Snowman?
I don't know. There's no link for it.
Oh,
he was also in Shark Tale in 2004. He played Bernie.
Who's Bernie?
I don't know. Wait there a minute.
Bernie!
Go on there and then go on the cast.
No, he's on Eight Legged Freaks as well. I just see him.
Cast of characters. Bernie.
Ziggy and he was the.
The one of the jellyfish.
Yeah, and the other one was Ziggy Marley. Wow.
Ziggy Marley.
I would have never expected.
Nice one.
Bob Marley said, singing reggae, I'll go on Shark Tale and be a jellyfish.
So yeah, Ziggy Marley and Dougie Doug, best mates.
Yep. What film did you see he was also in? James. Eight-legged freaks.
As Harlan Griffith.
Well,
he's not.
So he's.
He's not really been that successful to
No.
Although he has become very, very, very good friends with Ziggy Marley. They go out one tonight now.
Yeah.
Clubbing.
Ziggy Marley.
Pubbing and clubbing.
What's new in the life of Ziggy Marley?
Yes, let's go check out Ziggy Marley.
He does the voice of the beer in my gym partner's
Ziggy Marley.
David Nesta Marley.
Obviously the son of Bob Marley,
yes.
On July 2001.
He made a second album on July 2006 called Love Is My Religion.
Tough God.
The best of Ziggy Marley line. He hasn't really done much, though.
No, he
Family.
Hasn't.
He made a solo album called Family Time.
Family Time, nice. Buying that. I'm gonna buy that.
Celebrity death.
He made guest appearance in the Adventures in Wonderland episode of Wonder Pets.
That was Wonder Pets.
It's like some shitty thing about I can't remember what. It was like a turtle and two other things that go out to save other animals.
Ziggy
were like
Marley
in,
was
yeah.
in this.
Oh, let's go and save the other animals.
Right, so.
Yay!
Now it's time for the ULP rants about X Factor and Wales' shite performance from yesterday. Oh, wait, no. Sport. Wait. Sorry, I forgot about that. Right, here's Matt singing the jingle of Sport with James and John.
Sport, with James and John.
Get the bloody link up.
Stop arguing over the microphone. Ring up with the link. No Ziggy Marley in the Melody Makers. Good.
Wonder Turtle in Wonderland, Pets Adventureland, Green Year in Adventure Book. Alright.
Newcastle to rename new stadium, sportsdirect.com at St. James Park. Or a fucking stupid name. Newcastle have confirmed that their stadium will be renamed sportsdirect.com at St. James's Park Stadium until the end of the season, according to BBC Newcastle.
Well, it's not right.
A temporary rebranding follows a controversial announcement from the club's under pressure owner, Mike Ashley, that the ground's naming rights would be offered to businesses in an attempt to raise funds.
Right.
And basically, the fans have been like, dude, what the fuck, man? I can't do a Geordie accent, boy, either. Who can do it?
Dude, what the fuck, man? Yeah, I'm the big man, yeah.
You sound like a bloody Ukrainian.
Yeah,
so the Newcastle fans aren't very happy with this. So they're like, oh, you, fuck off, right? We're keeping the name of the stadium.
But then the Sunderland fans are just laughing at
them. Yeah, the Sunderland fans just like, get in.
But it's going to be funny.
We're doing well. You're not. Up yours. We got Steve Bruce. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's going to be funny. It's like, you know, when it has a football match and at the bottom it says that, like, the stadium name is going to be at, and then it's going to be flying off the side of the screen.
What's our stadium called?
SportsDirect.com at St. James's Park Stadium.
That sounds like a Twitter name, honestly.
Right, it's Mr. Kendall.
Anyway, to carry on with the sport, we're going to be ranting about Wales' crap performance yesterday in the rugby.
He's half penny, right? He's a fucking dick, yeah? I know Liz and Laura, like, love him and that, right? Get but me, I don't right? give a shit, right? All he's good for is running really fast and missing long-range kicks. And missing catches as well. He can't catch for shit.
Basically,
man.
Right, someone run up to him and he was like, alright, mate, I'll just run alongside you and then someone else can come up and tackle me. And then there was this one time, he was in a ruck, and a guy came out, he was like, no, get away from me! I'm pushing away, get away! And then this guy went, oh, fuck you, like, number 8 or something. He pushed Lee Halfpenny up, though, he got up, took this guy into the floor, and then went up and hit him in the head.
Yeah.
And Lee Halfpenny was like, I don't give a fuck, I don't
want
to be a part
of this. Is he the
Shane of rugby, then? Yeah, he's like, no, man, no, I don't want to be a part of this. I'm just you, because I'm bored, and I don't have nothing to do. You know, I finished playing on Guitar Hero and...
Guitar?
Yeah, I finished playing off you for 10 and so I thought I'd come with some rugby.
So yeah, Wales did pretty crap yesterday. Who were we playing against again? I fucking forgot.
New Zealand. And one guy as well, right? He had about 50 yards, right, on a defender and he ran up to the line, stopped, and then passed it to the New Zealand player. He was like, oh, alright, tell you what, right? We won't win, right? We'll just let you have it, go on, Tra.
We want
to
go.
Have the ball, right? It's meant to be our sport, but we're crap.
Eat some fucking Welsh kicks when we get him.
I loved it, though, because I fucking hate Dan Carter, who plays for New Zealand, right? He's a fucking prick. And then, I don't know, I just... He's got one of those faces that you want to punch, you know what I mean?
No, basically,
he done an eye tackle on... who was it? He done an eye tackle on
someone, right? He basically fucking clotheslined him. Yeah, I know. Batista or something.
Yeah. Basically clotheslined this Welsh player, and every time, I swear to God, the cameraman was showing a picture of Dan Carter, right, every time, and every time he came up on the big screen, because there was like fuck loads of Welsh players there, right, they were everywhere, right, not Welsh players, Welsh fans, every time he came up on the screen,
No,
and it was like, I love how there was like only like 5 New Zealand fans there, so every time they scored, it was like, yeah!
No, it was more like,
yeah. And then the Welsh.
Welsh fans were like, oh! Shut up! Sorry if I like just perforated your eardrums. Sorry, I can't help it.
So, yeah, what was the final score after?
It was 19 something, I forgot.
So, yeah, we did pretty crap.
As Paige.
And who's our coach again? What's his name?
Warren Gatland.
He's from New Zealand. And he fixed it.
And he's
a pretty good coach, yeah.
Yeah, because we won the thingy.
First time competition he was in charge of was the RBS Six Nations, like 2008 or something. We won that.
So yeah, he's a pretty good coach, but yeah, I actually think that there's a chance that he might have fixed it.
Oh, gambling going on. Oh, you, right? Oh, big black guy, right? Aborigine New Zealander. Come here, right? Go up to that guy, right? He's shit.
So we're also almost at the 30-minute mark, but we just got enough time to talk about X Factor and give our views, so I'll start with James.
Why the fuck do they have people singing Ghostbusters on X Factor? Yeah. Fucking...
This week was movie week on X Factor, and they all had to pick a song from a specific movie that they wanted to sing. You know, there were the typical ones. It was Stand By Me, it was the Lion King song, you know, typical ones. And then the bloody, well, one of their names,
Edward.
John and Edward, or Jedward, as they're now being called, fucking sang Ghostbusters. And they had, it was like a bloody pantomime show. There was like, ooh!
There was like ghosts and shit running around and jumping around. And then at the end, they're like, oh, you're shit. But that was good. I liked all the ghosts.
Simon Cowell actually liked it. And oh man, everything's just going mental in there.
Simon Cowell's just gonna bring up like a Desert Eagle and come here.
You gonna say something?
No.
What's your view on X Factor anyway?
No thumbs. John, no like X Factor.
Rip off arms. Decapitation. Circumcision.
No limbs at all.
Cannibalism. Alright, so yeah, we really don't like X Factor over here. If you are an X Factor fan, then fair enough.
Basically, right, X Factor, is anyone who has actually won X Factor actually done anything?
No.
They get the number one because it's fixed. Simon Cowell's like, right, we love number one. And then after that, then they just really end up going to Butlins and singing there.
I can see John and Edward in Butlins, though. That would be... hang on. I just pictured them. And, like, all the kids just running around, and then
all the kids going up to him and kicking him in the bollocks and stuff. You're off the stage, you crap.
Well, everyone that goes to Butlins, and they go, you get pissed,
and they.
It's basically the British version of Benidorm.
They come home from Butlins. Oh no, guess what happened? I went to Butlins and I got wrecked. And then this guy came over to me and he took my drink off me, and I was like, oh, what the fuck, man? It doesn't even matter because I'm already drunk. Like, oh, Butlins is wicked.
Who's Butlins' boy again?
Jack.
Jack is a Butlins. We need to get Jack on the show again. No matter how we do it, we need to get him on the show again.
We go to Butlins to get drunk, though. Butlins is for little kids, right? And then you're going again drunk. Nice one, man. Nice one.
No, they might be there to catch the world's strongest man.
So, what are we at now? We're at, just past 30 minutes, so let's quickly give our shout-outs. My shout-out is to, Lily May, my second cousin. She's only, like, 1 year old, so I doubt she can actually comprehend what I'm saying right now. But yeah, hey, what's going on? Anyway, James, who's your shout-out to?
Activision, hoping that Modern Warfare 2 will be a good game.
Hopefully.
And Infinity Ward. I mean, they're doing most of the work. Yeah, Activision is just like the PR.
Treyarch can fuck
up. Treyarch. John, who's your shout out to?
Craig, because he went marching today for Remembrance Sunday, and he looked like a dick. We didn't actually see him march, we just saw him in his cadet uniform.
And as his mum said, oh, Craig, where's your berry?
And also,
a fucking berry, mum!
Remember to show your support and buy a poppy, if you really want to.
I asked Craig to steal me one breathing.
Yeah, you're gonna wear a poppy. James Ray doesn't care about the veterans. He's
no,
fuck him.
I watched the thing on the TV today, the memorial thing.
Do you know what?
And when they were all singing, right, the Queen didn't make an effort to torture.
The thing is, right.
I know you're 130 years old, right? But fucking, at least make more of an effort, like. God.
So.
Anyway, bye.
Anyway.
Thanks for listening to the Inline Podcast. Visit our archive of past shows. Go to theulp.podomatic.com. Listen to our newest shows, our weekly newest shows. Go to underline.podomatic.com. And to send us an email, write to underlinepodcast@hotmail.co.uk. We'll see you next week, where hopefully Matt will be on the show once again for another 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I just thought
that went quite well.
It was good. 30 minutes of.
After.
we haven't finished recording yet, John. And,
Matt, right? You're officially fired from a podcast. It's ours now, bitch.
On that show, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
I totally sucked in that. Friggin' rubbish.